Human life can be a very complex thing, if you think about it. We've got thoughts, memories, history, personalities, relationships, struggles, feelings, desires, all of these different things that go up to make, or that go together to make our human experience. I'd like to focus on just one of those elements today, and that is an element that is very present in the readings, especially the first reading and the gospel. And that is the element of desire. We all experience desire every day. We ask ourselves, what do I want to eat? What do I want to drink? What do I want to do today? I really want this or that thing. We're very familiar with the concept of desire. But there are different kinds of desire, and they lead to different ends. I'd like to share a couple of experiences from my own life. Maybe you may find some experience in your own life that resonates with what I'm about to say. The first has to do with human appetites. We all have things that we like, right? I enjoy crossword puzzles, for example. I enjoy certain television programs. I enjoy eating. And I find that it's very easy to get carried away with some of these things. They're not bad things in themselves. But I find that at the end of a day, if I'm tired, it's very rewarding to work a crossword puzzle. You might think I'm crazy, I know. But I find some sort of satisfaction in completing a crossword puzzle. And then, of course, when I'm done with that one, I notice there's a fresh one on the next page. So I start working that one, too. Or if it's watching television, you know, that's the handy thing about internet TV. You can watch episode after episode after episode. You don't have to wait a week for the next one to come out. Or eating. You know, it's very easy to just get carried away, especially if you have a wonderful meal set in front of you. There have been many times when I've eaten much more than I should have. So I reflect on these experiences of desire. These were things that I wanted. Things that I perceived would make me happy. Things that I thought would bring a sense of satisfaction to me. And indeed, there is pleasure with all of those things. But in all of these cases, when I've overdone it, I've ended up tired and on the verge of feeling sick. Now, let's look at a different kind of desire. And this is something that I noticed when I look back on my life. This was something that the Lord did for me at a very early age, when I was about 6 or 7 years old. I was raised Catholic. We went to church every Sunday. And at a very early age, I had this wonderful awe of the sacrament of the Eucharist. I was so amazed that ordinary bread and wine could actually become the body and blood of Jesus. I was blown away by this, even as a 6 or 7 year old kid. And along with that came this sense of amazement that God would allow a human being to bring this about. Now, I did want to be a priest when I was little, but it was kind of like when kids want to be an astronaut or the president or a king or queen or something like that. You know, they say that's what they want to be when they grow up, but, you know, I didn't really have a sense that I was really going to be a priest when I grew up. But at the same time, there was this sense of awe. There was, when I look back on it, I realized that God had planted a seed of desire within me. He used the Eucharist to plant that within me. But it was this desire that later on in life, when I finally started paying attention to the question of what God wanted me to do, I realized that he awakened that desire. And after I became a priest, I looked back on that and I thought, wow, even from my youth, God had placed this desire within me. And just by my mere saying yes, he had brought such a great sense of satisfaction. So that desire didn't leave me feeling sick and tired. But the fulfillment of that desire had left me joyful, satisfied, eager, hopeful, and really, when it comes down to it, just plain happy. So there were these two different experiences of desire. I guess it all comes down to just realizing where these desires come from. Because when we look at our life and we can identify the things that we want, and we ask ourselves the question, where are these wants coming from? That will tell us something about where those desires will lead us. So if it's merely a human appetite, the desire for food or drink or money or, you know, whatever kind of pleasure, if we make that our end goal, it's ultimately going to lead to unhappiness. These things can be good. They don't have to be evils. I'm not talking about sin per se. But even if we set our sights on something that's good without seeing it in the context of a Christian life and all of the good things that God gives us, if we set our sights on that, it's going to lead us to dissatisfaction. But when we take a moment and bring our desires before the Lord and ask God, is this really from you, Lord? Or is this just me getting in the way? Is this, Lord, a desire that you have planted within me? And if it is, then I'm going to give myself to pursuing that desire. Because when you look at the readings, you see that, you know, there's all this about thirst and hunger. Jesus feeds the hungry crowds. The message here is that God gives us a thirst because he wants to give us something. He wants to satisfy that longing. We have this desire for joy and for life. God doesn't just plant that within us to say, no, I'm not going to give it to you. If we really pursue that and give ourselves to the attainment of that goal, God will follow through. God will be faithful. That doesn't mean that it's going to be an easy path. And it doesn't mean that it's going to happen right off the bat. But if we persevere and pursue those desires that God has really placed within us, then we'll find that they will lead us to great fulfillment. There are so many apparent goods in the world. We are presented with all kinds of things. And we find that we're attracted to them, we're drawn to them. But so often we find that they are empty in the end. They cannot in themselves satisfy our deeper longings. But when we find those desires that God has really placed there, when we come before the Lord in prayer, examining those desires of our hearts, and when we find that they're really from him, then those are the ones that are going to bring us joy, the happiness that we seek. So I would encourage you, I encourage myself as well, to be mindful of what the desires are that are present in our lives. Don't just breeze through life without any mindfulness of where those desires come from. Bring them to the Lord in prayer. Ponder them. Ask the Lord for insight to know what are the desires that he has placed there and what are the ones that are merely our human appetites. And when we can discern clearly, then we'll know the path that we should follow.